for the weekly warnings of scams and ripoffs and spams, we have Steve Burness from Better Business Bureau. Good morning to you, Steve. I guess first we should talk about these Halloween pop-up stores. What do we need to know about those?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so it's always around the Halloween season. You see these stores pop up on the corners all over the city and suburbs. And Halloween's a big industry, as you know. It's almost about $10 billion will be bought for festivities or costumes and candy and those natures. But those pop-up stores may be there on that day, and then somehow they close that, on November 1st, and you can't find them when you need to return some items or something was defective. So it's important to, know who you're dealing with and do some research on that organization and just be careful of those pop-ups because sometimes they may not be around on November 1st when you need them.
You can check the company's business profile on your website, can't you?
Yes, so BBB.org gives information about the organization in the last 3 years. And if you can't find any track record on that store, that's not a good sign either, Bob, as you know, because they have not done business enough or nobody has asked about them. There's no research on them. So make sure you find information about them.
And on that site, you've got a scam alert for something called zombie debt. What's that?
Well, zombie debt is basically debt that's old and comes back to life in some different ways. And we're seeing an increase in complaints to the Better Business Bureau from consumers who are saying they don't owe this debt and they're getting harassed by these callers. And again, whoever you hold the debt to can resell that debt and continue to resell it and go to different collection agencies. So it's important for you as a consumer to ask them for proof that you do have the debt before agreeing to pay for the debt, because it can start the clock all over again in terms of statutes of limitations on that. So it's important to make sure you own the debt and that they show you proof. If they can't, then don't pay it. And unfortunately, so many times consumers pay for debt that's not theirs.
The FBI is warning about another new scam where criminals are posing as a customer or technical support representative. Are you getting a lot of complaints on this?
We do, Bob. We get a lot of reports to our scam tracker. And what basically happened, the FBI is warning as well, is, these you get a call, and the caller ID may say the company that you do business with, and you answer it, and they basically, something's wrong with your account. It's been compromised, and you do something right away to it in order to protect the integrity of it. And the key is that, they just try to ask you for information. They may ask for your account number. They may ask you to do things that are not normally typical. They may ask you to move funds to a different account, or we need a different credit card number, whatever it may be. Just because the caller ID says it's that company doesn't necessarily mean it's that company. You've got to do your research on them and call the company directly or go to the website of the company directly instead of, if they want you to do something in 30 minutes, Bob, and that's, we said time and time again, that's the Better Business Bureau calls the, tip-off to the rip-off.
And you get a text message, and whatever you do, don't click on the link there, right?
Exactly. It's getting to a point, Bob, that text messages with scams and spams and phone calls are so many. We're asking consumers not to click on those links. If you think it's that company sending to you, call them up or visit their website directly. Because you click on those links, as you say, Bob, you can put mail or spam on your computer and do some harm to it in some way or lock it up. And then they hold it hostage for you as well. So make sure you're dealing with the company directly.
You're still getting lots of reports about fake gaming app ads, Steve?
Yeah, we do. We're getting an increase in calls nationally and locally on misleading mobile game ads, where they promise you everything, that you can win a trip to Disney if you get to this level. And I think consumers, and especially the, kids and children, don't really do the research on those gaming ads, apps, before you do business with them or download them. So it's really imperative to check the reviews of those apps to see what others have said. And sometimes if there's no reviews, that may be a warning sign that it's too new yet to do business with, or you may want to look into it a little bit further. But again, consumers are reporting that they promise all these claims, advertising that they can win prizes, and nothing seems to exist when they download those games.
Yeah, and you should only download apps from official app stores, shouldn't you?
Exactly. Official app stores, don't go on those links, or don't get a link forwarded to you by somebody in Facebook Messenger or whatever it may be, because a lot of times those accounts are hacked. Mm-hmm. And basically what you're doing is clicking on the link, as we talked about, and putting spam and malware on your computer.
Be careful out there. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.